Hi. First things first, I want you to go somewhere private, put on your headphones, and get comfortable. Pause the audio if you need to. I'll be here when you're ready. All nice and comfy? Good. Before we start the fun, I have to set some rules. First rule. No peeping. You're not to check how much time we have left. I want you to focus on yourself and only yourself. Second rule. You are to follow my instructions. You're listening to this audio for a reason, after all. Third rule. I want you to get completely naked, except for your underwear. I'll give you a couple of seconds to get ready. Now, eyes shut. Lay down on your back. Put your phone down. Hands on both sides. Good. I want you to focus on your sense of touch now. Tense and release your left hand and try to feel the movement of your muscles. Focus on how they work so effortlessly. Nice and slow. Tense and release. Now the right hand. Tense and release. Good. Raise your hand and place it on your cheek. Trace your fingertips on your skin. Focus on how warm they are. If you have a beard, focus on its contrast against your soft fingertips. Brush up and down. Up and down. Use your thumb to touch your bottom lip now. Slowly drag your fingertip across your lip. Feel the cracks or the softness of your sensitive skin? Does it feel kind of tingly? Take a deep breath now. Inhale from your nose and exhale through your mouth. Just like this. Feel your hot breath on your fingers. Move your hand across the left side of your neck. Try to feel your pulse on your fingertips. Trace your hand over your skin. Focus on your warmth and softness. Now slowly, very, very slowly, draw a G with your thumb. Did that feel good? Drag your fingertips over your chest now. If you have chest hair, focus on the texture contrast. Feel your heartbeat on your warm fingertips. Now focus on my voice. Empty your mind. I'm right there, right next to you. Imagine my lips replacing your hand. My soft, plump lips touching your skin, leaving gentle kisses. Move your hand to your side now. Caress that one sensitive spot for me. Up and down. Slowly, gently. Imagine my small hand replacing yours. Did you get goosebumps already? Scratching you ever so slightly leaving little red marks with my sharp nails. Imagine the burning sensation. Now do the same for me. Lower your hand on your waistband now. Slide your fingertips under and tease the skin right over your pelvis. Left and right. Really, really slow, gentle caresses. Can you feel your heartbeat fasten? Put your palm over your crotch. Feel yourself get harder and twitch. Don't move. Not yet. Feel how sensitive you feel under your hand now. How much you want to continue. How much you want me to take care of you instead. Now, you thrust your hips slowly against your palm. Nice and deep, slow thrusts. Lower your hand. I know you want to keep going, but not yet. Caress your inner thighs. Does your skin become tingly? Has anticipation become overbearing yet? Scratch yourself for me now. Dig your nails into your soft skin and drag them up and down, but stop right below where it feels the best. Up and down. Up and down. Just like that. Mark yourself for me. Put your hand on your chest and glide your fingertips over your skin. Feel your heart pounding with anticipation, the tiny goosebumps you have all over your tummy, the tickly feeling of your happy trail, the dampened fabric of your underwear, your needy, desperate manhood. Is it throbbing and begging to be let out, aching to be touched, to be taken care of? Not yet, sweetheart. Turn around and lay on your tummy for me. Feel the sheets touching you. Listen to them rustling with your each movement. Now I want you to take your pillow and place it between your legs. Lay on it. Prop your body in a comfortable position and close your eyes. Focus on the pressure you feel against your most sensitive spot. Is it too soft or just right? Grab the pillow with both hands, tightly, until your knuckles turn white. Now I want you to give the pillow a nice, deep, slow thrust with your hips when I say so. Just one. I know you want more, but not yet. Now, push your body forward. Did that feel good? Draw your hips away. I'll count to five. You'll thrust once more, and then stop again. One, two, three, four and a half, five. Now you can thrust, but only once. Good boy. One, two, three, four, five. Again. Do you want more love? Do you deserve more? Now I believe there's something you'd like to take off. Lift your body and slide off your underwear. It should be a mess right now, huh? Before you go back to your previous position, I want you to wrap your hand around your shaft and stroke yourself. But you'll stop when I tell you to, won't you? You'll be good for me. Promise me, sweetheart. Say, I'll be good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lay on your pillow again. Grab your pillow with both your hands and hold it steady underneath you. Feel the softness surrounding your cock, the sheets against your skin. You can thrust now. One deep, slow thrust. One more. One more. Bury yourself into that pillow and think of my soft body instead. Close your eyes. Imagine my warm skin in tandem with yours, my scent lingering in the sheets. One more, sweetheart. I'll count to five again, and you'll start fucking your pillow the way you need to. As hard as you want, as deep as you want to be inside me. But on one condition. I want you to be loud. Let go of your control and only focus on your pleasure. Our pleasure. Say, yes, queen. Good boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're being so good for me, sweetheart. My obedient little pup, so desperate for his release. Faster. I want you on edge. I want you to feel so good that the only thing you can think of is me. You belong to me now. Say it. Over and over and over again. Your mind, your body, your orgasm belongs to me. I'll count to five, and you'll come when I tell you to. Be good for me. I promise it'll be worth the wait. 1, 2, 3, 3.5. Not yet, my love. Just a little more. Keep thrusting your hips. 4. 4.5. Get off your pillow. I want you to come hands free. 4.75. I know, just a tiny bit more. 5. Now, baby, let go. That's it. Don't hold back. Make a mess for me. Who do you belong to? Say it. Thank you. Now, thank me for letting you come. Again. Again. Good boy. You did so well. You deserved this. Didn't it feel good to submit? I'm so proud of you. You were such an obedient pup for me. Now, I'll leave you to catch your breath and clean up the mess you must have made. I wish I was there to help you clean.